Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello, and welcome to this October 11th edition of At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today, we're celebrating the 145th birthday of French composer Louis Vierne. His birthday was October 8th. Vierne had a difficult life, but he was always described by his students as kind, patient, and encouraging. He was born with congenital cataracts, which made him what we would describe today as legally blind. He would use large print manuscript paper to compose, and later in life, he had to compose music in Braille. He was also involved in a street accident in Paris in which he nearly had to have his leg amputated. They saved his leg, but he needed intense therapy and had to relearn his pedal technique for the organ. Among his many compositions for organ were his 24 fantasy pieces. The Carillon de Westminster was his most famous piece, Symphony No. 3, Opus 54, No. 6. Organist Christian Lane included this selection on his 2012 self-titled album. Christian will be performing a solo organ recital on Sunday, October 25th at the University Auditorium at the University of Florida. Visit his website, christianlane.com, for more information. For this recording, Christian is playing the Cassavant organ, Opus 869, at the Church of the Guardian Angels in Lachine, Montreal, Canada. You're listening to At the Organ. Today we're celebrating the birthday of French composer Louis Vierne. During his musical career, Vierne served as an assistant to organist Charles-Marie Vider at the Church of St. Sulpice in Paris. Later, he became principal organist at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, a post he held from 1900 until his death in 1937. 2 years after beginning his work at Notre Dame, Vierne composed his Organ Symphony No. 2 in E minor, his Opus 20. John Fenstermacher is our organist this time. John is director of music at Trinity by the Cove Church in Naples, Florida, where he also directs the Trinity Choir and hosts the Trinity Concert Series throughout the year. Now, this recording is Organ Symphony No. 2 in E minor, Opus 20, Part 2, the Chorale. He is playing the 1934 Aeolian Skinner Pipe Organ at Grace Episcopal Cathedral in San Francisco. With 7,466 pipes, it is one of the largest pipe organs in the Western United States.
Thank you.
Louis Vierne spent 37 years playing and composing music at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. He loved his music, and he had said often before that he hoped that whenever time came that he would die, he wanted to be where he was happiest, playing the organ. And in 1937, his wish was granted. He was scheduled to play a recital of music at Notre Dame Cathedral. Despite his ill health, he went, and those at the recital said that it was one of his best performances ever. After playing one of his own compositions, he was then scheduled to improvise music. He had just hit the stops and was ready to begin playing when he suffered a major heart attack and died moments later on the organ bench. His student, Maurice Durufle, was by his side when he died. We heard one of Vierne's 24 fantasy pieces at the start of the program. Another popular one is Part 5, Clair de Lune. German organist Roland Maria Stangier will play this Vierne piece on one of the organs for which he is curator, the organ at the English Town Hall at Mercatorhalle Duisburg. The hall is currently undergoing some renovations, which are expected to be completed in 2016.
You are listening to At the Organ.
From Vierne's Solemn Mass, Opus 16, Sanctus, featuring the choir of St. John's College in Cambridge. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the Foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.